Now, after a couple of weeks of trying, we are joined in the WOOC studio by Carmela Mantello, the president of the Troy City Council. Carmela, so we're going to thank you for making it here.
Mark, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
So, Carmela, can you explain to our listeners what the president of the city council does and how does it differ from the president, the position of president pro tem of the council?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, despite the title president, first and foremost, it's an honor to be elected city council president, especially Mark here in Troy. As you know, I am a very moderate. It's a very blue city. We talked about that. The Democrats actually outweigh the Republicans in Troy 3-1. So I was very honored this last election to be elected, you know, by Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And interestingly, the charter just recently changed here in the city of Troy, where the city council president was normally the top vote getter out of all the at-large candidates. But this past election, it was a head-to-head, so the city council president was solely elected. So I am the first under the charter.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I must tell you, though, while they changed the council from 9 to 7, and they eliminated two at-large seats. They didn't really change the charter a whole lot when it comes to the city council president. So I was city council president the prior term also. And, you know, I would have liked to have seen the charter change a bit just to kind of give the city council president maybe not so much power, but just a little more administrative responsibility. So now I'm in the minority, which is very interesting. There's 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and I'm city council president. So it really makes you pick and choose which issues you're going to bring forward and really work with the majority. So Anasha is my pro tem. The majority gets to choose the pro tem. So Anasha was chosen by his 4 council colleagues. And he's, I must tell you, my right-hand guy. If I'm not there, he would preside over the council. The city council president, Troy, the position mostly presides over council meetings. So at all of the council meetings I preside, I'm ex officio on every committee except the finance. I am chair of finance. So responsibilities, the legislative actions, the items, they all come to the council president. So honestly, if I wanted to, block legislation and really take steps backwards, which I have not done, I could do that. I do have that power under the charter. However, I work very closely with my council colleagues. And, you know, once in a while, I'll send an item to a committee to have more discussion rather than put it right through finance. And I really think that that's appropriate because then you can get more input from the community.
Okay, so we only got 11 minutes.
I'm sorry.
We got about 2 minutes
sorry.
For questions.
Jeez.
Okay, during the headlines in the show, there was an article about the Troy's rating of bonds that recently had been slightly upgraded due to improved fiscal oversight and more conservative budgeting practices. What was your reaction to the bond upgrade?
Yeah, definitely progress. I came on board 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, guys, and I must tell you, it was fiscal chaos. You know, we were looking at close to a $6 million deficit. The comptroller came in, basically scolded Troy and told us if we didn't get our act together, potentially we were looking at a financial advisory board. So very, very long story short, because we don't have the time to do that. Immediately, right from January 1st, I immediately called for an independent audit. Let's get a grip on where the finances are. Additionally, the city council, we used to have 2 more full-time people. We immediately just didn't talk the talk. We walked the walk. we eliminated two full-time positions and took one of the full-time and made it part-time. So we immediately did that. Let's fast forward 2.5 years. It is progress. However, I am very concerned that much of the burden has been placed on the backs of the taxpayers. They were hit with 14.5% tax increase last year. I must tell you, this garbage fee was just to circumvent the overriding of the tax cap. So that garbage fee is hitting low income, moderate, you name it. It's hitting people that are renting because the landlords are putting it on the backs of the people that are renting. So frankly, we need to look at finances differently. And this administration and mayor really needs to take a step back and really think about creative revenue, reducing expenses, and really not putting it on the backs of the taxpayers.
Well, you mentioned the city garbage fee, which obviously was very controversial. And yeah. I guess it was a hearing recently where it was not widely embraced. So what is going to go on with that fee? And also last year when it was first proposed, the idea of doing some type of volume-based pricing where you pay more amount of garbage was raised, I think, actually by some of the Republicans. Yeah. Where are we going with this?
Yep, a couple of things. You know, first and foremost, I fully support a solid waste plan here in the city of Troy. Our recycling is miserable. You and I have talked about that. I think it's 10% or below. So we need to encourage recycling. This garbage fee, make no bones about it. It's a tax. Because if they want to come forth with a plan with a garbage fee, that's a little different. But the people of Troy are already getting garbage pickup prior to the garbage fee without a fee. Mm-hmm. Saying that moving forward, there is an advisory board. It's comprised of various neighborhood folks throughout the city. The garbage fee expires on 12/31/18. So what's going to happen now, we've asked for an update where the advisory committee is, where the administration is. Additionally, the mayor is going to have to propose, if he still wants to continue that garbage fee, which is over $2 million, he's mm-hmm. going to have to propose that in the budget. So the next few months are really going to be the telling tale. But I have to tell you, we do have to look at our solid waste differently. Everybody gets that. But the fee is separate from a solid waste plan. And you and I talked about that, Mark.
Well, earlier today, some community residents held a press conference to protest the recent decision by a grand jury not to indict the Troy police officer who shot an unarmed young man last year. They are seeking an independent prosecutor for the case and to upgrade the Civilian Police Review Board. What is your reaction to the case and the general issue of city council oversight of the police department?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think we all agree it's just a tragedy what happened. You know, saying that certainly the Schenectady County DA looked at this unbiased, and as you know, I believe we have a second-to-none force. Saying all of that, 2.5 years ago, the Citizens Action Committee, which is a review board, basically it is under the charter. The mayor has the responsibility of appointing residents and citizens to that advisory committee or review board, whatever it's called under the charter. I believe it's a review board. Saying that, I did call for it 2.5 years ago to be reactivated. It had a bunch of folks who were volunteering. They felt it was going nowhere. A couple of the pastors were on it, community folks. And so I met with a couple of the pastors, and they said, listen, we want a review board. This was 2 years ago. However, we don't just want to be, you know, a symbol. We want to really have some action. We really want to review and have a little bit of oversight. So saying that, we have to re-energize, call it what you want, but I fully support a review commission, Citizens Advisory Commission. I must tell you, I'm very, very supportive, and I've been pushing for body cams. I believe that would be great for the neighborhood, great for the city, great for our force. It's a win-win for everyone. So saying that, we need to reignite, and the mayor needs to reactivate the review board.
So we're almost out of time. Sorry. We'll try to get you back in a longer segment in the future.
Good.
But I know one of the issues also has been going on in the city. It's been the issue of development. You go into some type of review process, a lot of discussion about downtown, but a lot of neighborhood people say, what about us?
Yeah.
So in your minute left, how do you deal with development moving forward?
Well, I got to tell you, we've all seen, I've said it a million times, it sounds like a broken record, but the downtown, yeah, the downtown seeing a rebirth, a renaissance. Our neighborhoods aren't. We need to move that momentum into our neighborhoods. And I must tell you, I've worked across the state. You know that, Mark. We need to target Lansingburg, South Troy, the east side even, and north central especially. And we need to not only invest dollars, but we need to invest those tools and that planning to really re-energize and bring the quality of life in our neighborhoods back to life.
We're so glad we're able to get you in. We want to have you back on a regular basis. We're just a little pressed for time today.
Yeah, definitely. I want to come back, and I really want to applaud all of you for the work that you're doing here. I was downstairs, and all the interns, everybody, there's some real life here. So congratulations and good luck.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right.